Penguin Random House Audio presents Playing for the Ashes by Elizabeth George. Read for you by Donata Peters.
The book's dedication reads, "For Freddy La Chapelle, with love." The earth and the sand are burning. Put your face on the burning sand and on the earth of the road, since all those who are wounded by love must have the imprint on their face, and the scar must be seen. The Conference of the Birds by Farid al-Din Attar. Author's note. In England, the term the Ashes signifies victory in Test cricket played at the national level against Australia. This expression arises from the following bit of cricket history. When the Australian national team defeated the English national team in a test series in August of 1882, it was the first time England had been defeated on her own soil. In reaction to the loss, the Sporting Times ran a mock obituary in which the paper declared that English cricket had died at the Oval on the 29th of August 1882. The obituary was followed by a note informing readers that the body will be cremated and the ashes taken to Australia. After that fatal match, the English team left for Australia for another series of matches. Captained by Ivo Bligh, the team was said to be on a pilgrimage to recover the ashes. After the second defeat of the Australian team, some women from Melbourne took one of the bales, the pieces of wood that lie across three vertical stumps, and with them comprise the wicket that the batsman is defending against the bowler, burned the bale and presented the ashes to Bligh.